This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Ever wonder about the stories of the women around you?
We wanted to create an intentional space for women to share the wisdom they have gained through life experiences.
Tune in to be in awe of some of the wonder women in our midst. Wondering Women on ORFM Dunedin.
Kia ora everyone and welcome to the next episode of Wondering Women. I'm your host today, Amy Armstrong, and it's my pleasure to introduce you to Emma Hamilton. Welcome, Emma.
Thank you for having me, Amy. Yeah. This is really fun. I actually had a radio show in university, so...
You did?
It's fun to be in the studio here in Dunedin. Mine wasn't a talk show, it was music.
Okay. So, yeah. I didn't know that. That's super cool. Mm-hmm. You'll be a natural then. So I know Emma because she is friends with my nephew, and they've both just come out on a year-long working visa in New Zealand. So I always ask any women I find interesting if they'd like to come on the show. So Emma got shoulder tapped. And so thanks for saying yes.
Yeah, it's a really fun, it's fun that you do this.
Yeah. Cool. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you're from and maybe what you studied, and then we'll get into what brought you out to New Zealand.
Yeah. So I grew up in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. Great place.
Just like you, in the Twin Cities, so in the urban area of the state, way north in the United States.
Yeah.
So we get really good winters there, which I learned to love.
Yeah.
And I've been chatting with my mom, who's still there, and she's been sending me photos of it snowing, and then I've been sending her photos at the beach. So
it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. So, yeah, I grew up in Minnesota, grew up spending a lot of time in the northern part of the state in the summers near Canada, canoeing, attending a summer camp where I met your nephew, Alex, and we ended up working there summers during college, university, as camp counselors.
Awesome.
And then, I attended university just a state over in Wisconsin at the University of Wisconsin in Madison.
Yeah. Wow.
And I studied English with a creative writing emphasis and environmental studies while I was there.
Cool. So was it a double degree?
Yeah, double major.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. And then what did you do after you graduated?
Yeah. So I stayed in Madison for a bit. Mm-hmm. While I was a student, I got an internship fellowship at an environmental nonprofit called Clean Wisconsin.
Cool.
Based in Madison. And they do, they just kind of work on all sorts of environmental issues in the state there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was working on a project that wanted to gain more information about large-scale solar development in the state.
Cool.
Because there are a lot of large solar farms going up in the state, but also growing local opposition with those projects. And so they wanted a better understanding of what those local perceptions might be.
Yeah, what the opposition? So what would the opposition be?
So a lot of the farms were going up on formerly agricultural land.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is big in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And so people were concerned about the projects taking up prime agricultural land.
Yeah.
And then I kind of learned, so I was using at least in the States, I don't know how energy projects go through permitting and stuff in New Zealand.
Yeah, I don't either, actually.
I would love to look into that.
Yeah.
But basically, they have to get approved by this public service commission, and then the public is allowed a certain period of time to comment.
Yeah.
And so those comments are free and available online, so that's what we used. And so the whole time I was also doing the project, I was thinking about who is who is taking the time to
yeah.
leave these comments. And I was like, it would be great if, you know, there was someone, or if, you know, the place I was working had the capacity to actually, like, talk to people.
Yeah.
And they ended up creating a position for that as I was leaving. So, and then I ended up kind of wanting to leave the Midwest for a bit just to, like, shake things up, mm-hmm. see something new.
Yeah.
And so I ended up living in Anchorage, Alaska for the past year. And I up there I worked for a couple different, again, kind of environmental nonprofits. I was an energy storyteller for a renewable energy nonprofit. So I did a lot of, like, writing for them and outreach and education about renewable energy in Alaska.
Cool.
And then I worked as a trip guide in the summer in Anchorage, so taking youth on all sorts of, like, they called it high adventure activities, so canoeing, kayaking, mountain biking, backpacking, and then also doing, like, environmental education.
Cool.
All that.
That's really cool that that role in particular combined your 2 degrees, like
yeah.
the writing and the environmental studies. That's really cool.
Yeah. So I just found that randomly online on, like, a job board I had access to through school from being an alumni. And I was like, this is kind of perfect. And then I also learned that while I really liked it, I didn't really love, like, writing for a brand or it's just different. And for me, it, like, kind of took out like what I love about writing, I think.
Yeah.
So I think I've been doing just some, like, since then, just some reflection on, like, would I want to keep doing this for a career, or is it more of, like, a thing I do for myself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it you'd like the more creative part of writing, or the it wasn't just specific about what you had to focus on, or...
Yeah, or I think I find writing more enjoyable when it's, like, grounded in just, like, my own experiences.
Where
instead of, trying to learn how an organization wants to brand themselves and then just, like, kind of spitting out content.
Yeah.
Like, I think I can do that, and I think I'm okay at it, but it's, like, it's just a different...
Not
process.
Yeah. Not what you love or mm-hmm.
what I love about it. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to ask you a few questions about Alaska for a moment, because it's such a cool place in the world. I've never been, but seen lots of shows on it and documentaries and stuff. But so, like, the light and the dark cycles up there would be quite different.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that? Did you live there for a whole year, like all the seasons?
Yeah, so I lived there for a full year. I moved up there September of 2024, and I stayed until September 2025.
Okay.
So when I went up, everyone immediately told me, you just missed the best time to be here.
The summer.
And so I was originally I went up there. My job was, like, through this program that tries to bring more young people into the workforce up in Alaska, because a lot of young people leave.
Yep.
And so that was, like, a fixed term position. So I was doing that energy storyteller role from September to May, end of May.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay. In the back of my mind, I was like, then I need to, you know, figure out a way to stay here for the summer.
Yeah.
Because I'm really glad I did.
Yeah.
I think I would have had a really different just opinion about Alaska if I didn't stay for the summer, because like what everyone says is true. Like it gets really dark. And I thought, you know, I went up there like, I know, I'm used to it. Like I've done winter before.
Minnesota has its share of darkness in the winter, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, but it's even more extreme.
Yeah.
And you are more kind of isolated up there, you know. It's like a non-contiguous like state of the United States.
Yeah.
You got Canada in between.
Yeah.
So.
And quite like rural and not high populations.
Right. And I did live in Anchorage, so that's like the most populated center of the state, but it's still about 200,000 people.
Okay.
It's just, you know, the town was developed really a lot post World War II, so it's really spread out, kind of like a big suburb kind of feel.
Yeah,
and so that was also just an interesting vibe, you know, and just the culture where like people have their land and they have their they have their cars and they go into the mountains. Like, I don't know. But then there are also like some really cool, what I really did love about the winter was they kind of people make the most of it. And I met some amazing people up there who were just like, I have some extra skis, like, and you have the day off of work, like, go ski to this glacier, like, super generous. Or they would kind of have, one of my favorite indoor activities they did was called Parlor in the Round. So it was like in their movie theater.
Okay.
They also hosted events, and they had three musicians. One would be a musician from Alaska, one would be a musician from somewhere else, and then the third could be from wherever. They had a host who was super fun. He was part of, I think, a band in Alaska, and they all would, each musician would like play a song of their own to start off the night. And then they were prompted to cover one of the other musicians, and it had to be like a different cover. Like, it couldn't sound just like a song of theirs. They had to do something unique with it. And then at like halftime of the night, it was like a 3-hour thing. They did like, I think, I forget how often they did it, at least once a month, only in the winter months.
Okay.
But they would give the audience all pieces of paper, and you could write whatever you want on it, knowing that the musicians were going to like use it as inspiration, because the next round they had to like make up a song on the spot using stuff from the audience.
Cool.
Whatever we wrote down.
Yeah.
And then the last round, the three musicians all like worked together and picked new slips from the audience to write a song together in like 2 minutes. It was like that's musical improv. It was so cool. So there's stuff like that going on at both like outdoor and indoor activities that like keep things exciting and bright in the winter. The bummer about the winter I had there was it didn't really snow that much in town.
Okay.
So it was kind of dark.
Yeah. And
there was not a lot of snow to like brighten it up, but I think they're getting more snow this winter.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear.
Yeah, it's been a bit changeable, hasn't it?
Like, yeah.
You're not guaranteed the seasons you've had in the past at the moment.
Yeah.
But
then the summers were amazing. Like, come March, it was still winter, but it was just such a... We were gaining, I think. My dad is, like, kind of would nerd out about it. He would text me and be like, you know, you're gaining, like, 6 hours of daylight every day, which...
Whoa.
Is just crazy. And there was a point where I was just like, I'm going to bed, like, an hour later than I usually do. And I'm like... Oh, yeah, it's because things are changing really fast.
Wow.
So that was cool to experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I also imagine, like, I'm just thinking about Minnesota winters, which, like, a lot of musicians came out of Minnesota because what else are you going to do in the winter? But I mean, unless you're into outdoor snow sports, which is cool, but some of the more urban areas, like, people just get creative, don't they? Like, that music round that you're describing, people just, what are we going to do? We're going to have to just entertain ourselves and be creative in this space because there's just a lot of darkness.
Right, and really, like, lean in on the community.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think because maybe it's just because I grew up with the seasons, but I think what I do appreciate about winter is, like you said, yes, there are fun things you can do outside in the snow, or even, like, since there wasn't much snow in Anchorage, I got into ice skating.
Cool.
Which was fun. Had just like an ice, like a pond basically in my, like really close to my apartment there.
Outdoor.
Yeah, outdoor. Yeah. But what was I going to say? It just like, also, yeah, just like kind of forces everyone to slow down a little, which I don't think is such a bad thing.
Exactly.
It's nice to be like forced to slow down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the seasons, like, they're huge in our lives. I think we don't often realize, but like here in Dunedin, where you sort of get four seasons, but they're not nearly as marked as the north of the north because we're coastal and temperate and all of that. And people often say to me, how do you survive a Minnesota winter? I'm like, well, you kind of have to get into a snow sport of some sort. You know, you have to keep active. You have to get outside. And but having the, like, was it complete darkness? Like, how many hours of daylight would you have in Anchorage in the winter?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that was, I would go to work. I worked 9 to 5. I'd go to work. It would, wouldn't, the sun wouldn't come out until after 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would go down while I was at work. Mm. It was be during the week, so around 3, 3:30. Okay. So it was daylight from, yeah, between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.
Wow. But that's amazing. And if you're at work, but I mean, that can be in Minnesota too, because you can be at, go to work, it'll be light out, but when you get home, it's not light out anymore. But yeah, it's just a different way of thinking and surviving. And
yeah, I slept a lot more on the weekends too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And the slowing down, I just want to talk about that for a minute too, because so now here we are in the Southern Hemisphere and it's 10 days before Christmas and it's summer and the days are longer, the garden's growing, the school year ends because the year finishes with the calendar year, the school year in New Zealand. And there's no slowing down at Christmas time in Dunedin.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to a lot of people about it, especially people who have immigrated here from up north. Every year their brain just can't seem to cope, and how it's not only confusing because your mind is thinking December, cold, snow, and that's not happening, but everything else is happening. Like, there's not the darkness and the slowing down and the obviously we do that at a different time of year, but Christmas isn't happening then. And it's just, I find it all very fascinating.
Yeah, it almost, I don't know, it just feels like there are so many exciting things happening for sure at once.
Yeah.
And I think going from, I'm kind of skipping the slowing down this year because then the summer in Alaska, I was working outside all the time. The sun never went down, it felt like. Like, I don't think, the only time I remember seeing like a night sky with stars was like the end of August. I had had people over for a bonfire and then a friend of mine and I just like stayed up really late and chatted. It was like 2 a.m. when I finally saw
a star,
some stars. Yeah.
Wow.
And so, I had been up late, you know, throughout the summer. I'm working with kids like 8 to 14 years old, trying to get them to like go to bed in these tents. And it's like,
oh,
you know,
gosh,
bright. It still feels like it's like, it could be 2 p.m., but it's like 10 p.m.,
wow,
11 p.m., and the sun's not down.
And did they fall asleep?
Yes. Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's so different, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you've gone from summer to summer.
I've gone from summer to summer, yep.
So there's no slowing down for you at the moment?
No, but I feel like I don't know. I definitely have sensed, and maybe it just depends on who I've met so far, but kind of a different pace of life here.
Yeah.
Feels a little slower than the United States.
Yep.
People, I mean, not everyone, but I've just noticed more people seem to balance work and life.
Cool. That's an interesting.
Yeah.
I've been here for 25 years now. I sort of forget about those sort of, it's good to hear the fresh observations.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely not the same sort of slowing down. But, yeah, I would tell people, like, when I decided to come here, like, yeah, I'm chasing the summer. Like, I didn't get enough of it in Alaska. And they're like, well, because I have a year-long visa. So they're like, yeah, when you come back, you're going to get hit with winter. And
yeah,
I'm just like, that just shows how far ahead I don't think. So.
Wow. So what brought you to New Zealand? Did your contract ended in Alaska?
Yep. So I had my summer job just went to mid-August. And I think with just like taking a risk like that, like to go live somewhere, it was still in the U.S., but far away from friends and family. I didn't know anyone when I went up there. I think it like gave me confidence and made me excited to kind of try to do more of that while I can.
Yeah.
And I didn't study abroad in university, and I kind of wanted to, but it was during COVID, and I just felt like I wanted more time once campus reopened, like to be on campus.
Yeah.
So I kind of was like itching to go somewhere abroad, but I was also, after a year of also being like far away from friends and family, I was like, oh, I would love to like travel with friends if possible. But yeah. I was like, I don't know how that's going to work. And then I took a week off of work this summer and visited some friends down in Montana and Oregon. And my friend Leif was like, who is here in New Zealand now, was like, well, a few of us, camp friends, which Alex is a part of, are going to New Zealand. Like, you should think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, it sounds like something you might want to.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. And I thought about it for like a week and then was like, yeah, I'm going to go do it.
Wow.
So, yeah. Lucky that it worked out that way.
Yeah. Very brave, actually. I mean, yeah, going to Alaska was brave, though, too. So, yeah. But a big decision.
Mm-hmm. It felt like a good time, too, just because my jobs kind of were naturally over. And I was just like, feels like a good time to live and work somewhere else.
Yeah. And when you're young and you don't have a mortgage and you don't have a family and you're just a bit freer those ways, it's a great time to do it. But not that common in the USA, do you think? Or is it getting more common? I'm a generation behind now.
I don't know. I feel like I've still heard of my, I feel like my parents will just be like, oh, you know, so-and-so went to New Zealand or they went to Australia. Like, I think people do it. I don't know how common it is, though. And now it's like I have how many? Like, five friends down here.
That was crazy.
It's kind of wild.
This is wild. Yeah.
But it's really nice. I mean, even last night I was like, oh, I just need to, like, I was craving to, like, talk to, like, an old friend or something. I'm like, oh, everyone's sleeping. It was, like, 7 p.m. here. I was like, wait a second. Obviously I have Alex, but I have two friends in Kaikoura, so I just called them up. I was like, this is so nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And then you have places to visit, too. Like, you have friends scattered around at least the South Island, don't you?
And yeah, Kaikoura and Milford Sound, and then Dunedin.
Yeah. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's in this year-long visa, which allows you to work and help support your travels, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have enough money saved up to just, like, travel. And also, I think I prefer to, like, stay places for, like, a more extended period of time if I can.
Get to know the people and the culture.
Get to know the people and the place and, like, kind of be more a part of the community.
Yeah. That's cool. Not just skipping across the surface.
Yeah, because, I feel like, then maybe you wouldn't really learn as much about it that way. So already I've just been really grateful to have a job that allowed me to stay here in Dunedin.
Yeah.
And I have friends and family of friends like you and some great coworkers and flatmates that have just been introducing me to all sorts of new people and things to do in Dunedin.
Yeah.
So I've been really loving it so far.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great way to travel. It's the difference between and tourism is great too, and it's a huge part of the New Zealand economy. And if you can tour travel, it's a great, you can see the sights, but when you stay in a place and get to know the people and the culture, it's a really cool experience, I think, at another level. And you've landed yourself a job at Beam Me Up Bagels?
Yeah, right? I'm making bagels, which is something, I don't know, I never would have thought I'd be doing it so much, but it's great. I worked at a bagel shop in Madison, Wisconsin, where I went to university. And so that helped me land another job where I get to bake bagels. And the sandwiches are really fun at Beam Me Up.
Cool.
And there's a lot of great people who work there. Yeah. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Amazing. You never know what jobs along the way that help you advance in life. You wouldn't have known a bagel job would get you some job in New Zealand.
So. I know. As soon as I got it, I texted my old boss. I actually worked for her for a month before coming here because I just went to Madison to see some friends. Yeah. And one of my good friends had this house. She was subleasing from a professor. Anyway, I got to stay in an extra room and work some jobs I had there. So I did work bagels there. And I texted her when I got the job here, like, thank you so much for preparing me for this moment.
Seriously? Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh, and it's fun for me, too. Like, I obviously love having my nephew here and then meeting you and having some of that cultural stuff that I miss, just the accent and knowing places where, where you've lived and been. And yeah, it's just been super fun. So it's cool to meet you and good. I'm glad you're going to be around for a little bit longer and hanging out in Dunedin. And thanks for coming. Our time is about up here, but thanks for being open to doing this. And I didn't know you were already an expert on the radio. So,
well, not being interviewed.
So you did a music show.
I usually and I wouldn't talk for that much on my music show.
People would complain. They want to hear the music. No, this is just to talk.
Yeah. But definitely, had a show weekly. So
cool.
Yeah, it's fun to be on the other end of it.
In the other hemisphere.
Me. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, it's awesome to hear about some of your story, Emma. And thanks to everyone for listening. And until the next episode, ka kite anō.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.